The documentary telling the history-making story of how the National Security Agency spies on us all won the Best Documentary Award on Sunday at the Oscars. Filmmaker Laura Poitras was recognized with the industry's highest honor for her film Citizen 4, which eerily documents the meeting that she and journalist Glenn Greenwald first had with the infamous whistleblower Edward Snowden, who is wanted in the U.S. on espionage charges. Laura Poitras is the founding editor of The Intercept alongside award-winning journalist Glenn Greenwald. She herself has been on a watch list since the making of her films My Country, My Country, which was nominated for Best Documentary in 2006, and The Oath. Both of those films were about the U.S. war in Iraq and the broader global war on terror. So it's only fitting that her third post-9/11 film about whistleblower Edward Snowden, entitled Citizen 4, focuses on the invisible war of mass surveillance against ordinary people. The film, which has been in theaters since October, tells in intimate detail the story of how Poitras and Greenwald first met Snowden in a Hong Kong hotel room just over a couple of years ago, and I spoke with her in October about Citizen 4. Here is an excerpt of that interview. Welcome to Uprising, Laura Poitras.
It's great to be here again.
Yes, I should say welcome back. We had you on Uprising to talk about your first two films, My Country, My Country, and The Oath, of which this latest film, Citizen 4, is a sort of part three. I want to start by asking you that before Edward Snowden reached out to you, did you know this was going to be a trilogy? Did you have that in mind, that that third war was really a war against all of us here in the U.S. and really, of course, a wider war on everyone's privacy the world over?
You know, the first film that I made in this trilogy, which was about the Iraq War, called My Country, My Country, I didn't conceive of this as a trilogy or as a long project. I kind of thought it was, you know, something I wanted to record. I wanted to document what was happening and the occupation. But I sort of thought the country would move and it would sort of recalibrate and move in a different direction. And then when I was editing, you know, Guantanamo was still open. And then I said, you know, I really wanted to focus that on that and the next piece. And that's when it kind of became clear that this was going to be a series of films that focused on trying to understand the sort of post-9/11 era from sort of an on-the-ground human perspective. Mm. And so I started working on The Oath, and I thought, like, you know, the last part of it, I really wanted to both bring home to the U.S. and then also to see, like, how the war on terror has played out here. And surveillance has been sort of one of the repercussions. So you have immediately after 9/11, the kind of domestic surveillance started, and particularly targeting of Muslim Americans. And even though, you know, this film doesn't focus on particularly, you know, targeting of Muslim Americans, it was kind of one of the sort of immediate responses. And so it kind of made a lot of sense to focus on surveillance as a topic.